I will agree with some of the information that Melissa Holland has just presented. Clearly, the GIN operation was very poorly handled. However, the harm was there ultimately was no harm, well, depending on which side of the proposal you favored. But this commission is not a rubber stamp commission. This commission did have the time, took the effort to review all the documents, and unanimously turned it down. I will agree with Melissa that there have been some issues that where the commission hasn't been perhaps informed on a timely basis. I will agree with her that there are some new services that have been mentioned that have not been brought before the commission for its recommendations, such as cabins as in recreational areas. We all know that we have a serious problem at the airport, but that problem really resulted in decisions that were made prior to Mr. Coffey being here. I remember the water wars well because I was on Palm Coast City Council at the time. I think that there has been a vast improvement in the relationship of the county with its cities. Is it perfect? No, probably not, but there has been significant, substantial improvement. Doesn't mean there can't be more, but I think seriously that area has been well covered. I take exception with Melissa's comment about mediocrity. I've worked over the years with many city managers, and they all have different styles, but I certainly would not classify the effort and the work that Craig has done over the last 3 years as mediocre. Some areas of improvement. We all can improve in different ways. I think to start a search again after only 3 years is in many ways just reinventing the wheel. It makes no sense. What's been mentioned here are half a dozen different items, important ones, but only a half a dozen items that seem to be posing a problem at this present time. A lot of the other items have been solved. Progress has been made. I think it would be foolish to not renew the contract for a period of time. But I'm not in favor of renewing the contract for an initial 3 years. I would renew it for a year so that some of these items that have been mentioned that are true and perhaps have been not handled as well as might be can see some improvement. I don't think it's mandatory that we renew the contract for additional 3 years. I certainly am not in favor of canceling or not renewing. I think that a contract should be renewed. The time period is certainly open for discussion. I pick a one-year renewal because there are some serious things. Let's see what we can get for improvement and solutions to some things that have dragged on for a long period of time. When we talk about the problem in Marineland Acres, that's a serious problem, not readily solved. We have airport issues, we have courthouse issues, but progress is being made. Maybe not as fast as some of us would like, but it is in fact being made. So my vote today will be to renew the contract for a one-year period and reduce the severance pay from the current 12 months down to 9. I'd like 6, and if I got support from the commission to reduce it to 6, I'd make that as a motion, but I certainly want to see it reduced from from the 12 months. That's an extremely long period of time.